From Nazis to NASA, everything that has been discovered, uncovered, and revealed over the last few years, or several years for that matter, that have just now been brought to light, will be discussed in this week's episode of Paranormally Speaking. I'm your host, Neil Parks. I'll get right into it. "We are not alone," says former astronaut. A U.S. moonwalker insists that aliens have visited Earth and the UFO phenomenon that has been covered up for decades is now in the spotlight. The list of those who have subscribed to the theory that alien life forms and UFOs have visited Earth amid a massive government cover-up is long and varied. It includes cranks, paranoid delusionals, and editors of the Daily Star, sometimes all three. But a NASA astronaut who has walked on the moon, the profile of Edgar Mitchell, does not conform to that of your common or garden UFO aficionado. He holds two Bachelor of Science degrees and a doctorate in aeronautics from the prestigious and not exactly tree-huggy Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Along with Alan Shepard, he holds the record for the longest moonwalk for 9 hours on February 9, 1971, as part of the Apollo 14 mission, making him the sixth man to walk on the moon. Put all that together, and it is no wonder that an interviewer with a UK radio station almost fell off his seat when interviewing him. He lobbed Mitchell what he thought of the throwaway question, "Did he believe in life on other planets?" "Oh yes," came the reply. "There's not much question at all that there is life throughout the universe. I totally am sure that we are not alone." A deep intake of breath could be heard from the presenter from Birmingham's based Kerrang Radio. But there was more. Mitchell said he had intelligence that we have been visited on this planet and the UFO phenomenon is real, though it's been covered up by the government for the last 60 years or so, since 2020 and COVID hitting the Earth as we know it. What better time to reveal the truth than when everyone's freaking out about masks, hand sanitizer, toilet paper, and whether or not we're all going to die tomorrow? In hindsight, there had been clues that Mitchell was to become one of the most distinguished and unlikely members of the club of UFO believers. He had mentioned extraterrestrial beings in obscure American outlets in the past, though never before given as much detail about his convictions. There was his claim to Culture Magazine Cabinet several years ago that he had conducted official experiments on extrasensory perception during the Apollo 14 mission, trying to make contact via telepathy with collaborators back on Earth. The experiment failed, but let's not dwell on that. More recently, he revealed that he had been cured of kidney cancer by a man called Adam Dreamhealer, who, though based in Canada, did all the healing from a distance and managed to effect a complete recovery through the power of consciousness. So his comment that during that interview that the Roswell incident of 1947, an appearance of an alien race, really did happen, and his description of extraterrestrials as harmless little people falls in the same tradition. Also, on a side note, him, as well as Neil Armstrong, professing that there were bases on the other side of the moon and vehicles hovering and watching them during their moonwalks. For NASA, which has been struggling in recent months with the fallout from its female astronaut, well, recent months, more like 20 years ago, female astronaut who drove across America to confront a love rival wearing a nappy diaper, there was a tone of, "Here we go again," to its response in a statement. The agency said, "NASA does not track UFOs. Dr. Mitchell is a great American, but we do not share his opinion on the issue." Since that interview, NASA's tune has changed since so many people are watching live broadcasts from the International Space Station that more often than not captures UFOs flying right past camera equipment, which then leads them to, "This program has been interrupted by atmospheric disturbance." There is a good reason that NASA, as well as other government officials, well, NASA's not a government agency, but private funding has kept NASA alive all these decades. Military is involved in NASA programs. But it's no wonder that so many elected officials are speaking openly more now than ever before about the existence of alien beings, vehicles flown by strange alien navigators not of this world, and more truth about our own moon and the dark side and the secrets that it hides. So this week on Paranormally Speaking, I will be talking about eyewitness accounts of UFOs and aliens from some of our finest and most respected astronauts, as well as some tales from cosmonauts who have hidden themselves away in Ukraine and avoided Russia's tyranny and cast iron fist of rule so they can speak openly about their encounters with such unidentified flying objects, unidentified aerial phenomenon, alien beings, and other celestial enigmas. I'm Neil Parks, your host for Paranormally Speaking. Please hold for an important message from one of my sponsors.
You've made iHeartRadio the fastest growing music app in the U.S. Why? Because we connect you to all of your favorite music and radio stations in one free app. And this fall, prepare to take control of how you listen to the radio.
Replay.
That song on your radio you just can't hear enough? Immediately replay and sing along again.
Save.
Save the music you love on the radio directly to your playlist.
Play.
Search for and play any song on demand.
Skip.
Unlimited skips.
Offline.
Take the music from your favorite stations offline. Introducing iHeartRadio Plus and iHeartRadio All Access. Your radio, now on demand.
And welcome back. That commercial break was a lot of fun. I hope you learned something from my sponsor. So, are aliens real? I have NASA astronauts who shared their experiences with extraterrestrials. Now, how often have we thought about the existence of life beyond Earth and feared that if we ever encountered extraterrestrial beings, they might wreak all kinds of havoc on our planet, as shown in, well, hundreds of movies? But the pertinent question still remains, do aliens exist? We know now, in 2024, that yes, in fact, they are very real. Where are they from and what do they want? We really don't know. No one seems to be asking that question enough. We're far too busy with the constant turmoil and battle at the Gaza Strip, or the fact that Russia just can't behave and decide that they want to invade Ukraine over and over, and that they want Poland back. So we're funneling money into constant wars and turmoil without any true resolution of peace. Like, the pharmaceutical companies are not interested in curing sickness. They're more interested in treating the symptoms so they can continue to rack up $580 billion a year, with over a billion people regularly that are on prescribed medicine. Now, some might think the only people who believe in aliens are forum-dwelling internet conspiracy theorists, but several NASA astronauts believe extraterrestrials exist and have been in touch with humanity for a very long period. Data cruncher and blogger Sam Monfort, on his blog in February 21st, said that a number of unidentified flying objects and sightings is currently at an all-time high. He wrote that one of the first recorded UFO sightings was in Portland in 1905, where a buzzing sphere-shaped UFO descended from the clouds. According to Monfort's report, there have been 104,947 reported sightings on record over the past 100-plus years. He used information from the National UFO Reporting Center, which collects and disseminates objective UFO data and keeps careful logs of all UFO sightings worldwide. Furthermore, there have been several astronauts, such as Edgar Mitchell, Katie Coleman, Edwin, Buzz Aldrin, and Dr. Brian O'Leary. Who would have claimed to have seen UFOs? Aldrin, one of the first people to walk the moon, had shared his experience on board the Apollo 11 when he and fellow astronauts saw something flying alongside their spacecraft. Initially, they thought it was the final stages of the detached rocket until Mission Control confirmed it was 6,000 miles away from them. Buzz Aldrin, both Neil Armstrong and Aldrin, saw UFOs shortly after the historic landing on the moon and Apollo 11 on July 21st, 1969. According to the reports, NASA astronaut Armstrong believed aliens had a base on the dark side of the moon, and they apparently warned Armstrong and others to get off and stay off the moon. They warned them telepathically. Now, there's no way to confirm or deny this, other than the fact that we have not really done much on the moon since then. We're planning on, I guess, a reconnaissance mission, or a do-over, I don't know, some kind of a picnic, who knows, on the moon, eventually. But right now, when groceries are $800 a week, there's better ways to spend our money. And there's also a staggering statistic that I read last week. There are more abandoned homes in the United States than there are homeless people. Now, homelessness goes hand in hand with mental illness and drug addiction. A lot of people that are on the streets, a lot of them, mass majority, are either hooked on some sort of barbiturate, some sort of a drug, or they're mentally unstable. So throwing a house their way is not really going to remedy the situation, much like what we've done for decades with Africa. We throw contraceptives at them to help with birth control, but we don't teach them the proper methods and the way to use them and why we use them, which is what causes the spread of the AIDS epidemic with unprotected sex with whomever, whenever, and whyever. When our user, who had written the report initially, during an Ask Me session, Aldrin said, "The first humans to set foot on Mars should never return to Earth." When asked Aldrin if he believed in aliens and asked him about the sightings he saw aboard Apollo 11, the astronaut replied, "On Apollo 11, en route to the moon, I observed a light out the window that appeared to be moving alongside us. There were many explanations of what that could be, other than another spacecraft from another country or another world, perhaps. It was either the rocket we had separated from or the fourth panels that moved away when we extracted the lander from the rocket and we were nose to nose with the two spacecraft." Although Aldrin was reluctant to describe in detail the sighting as an extraterrestrial craft, he believes there are other life forms in space and left it at that. Edgar Dean Mitchell. In 1971, Mitchell became the sixth person to walk on the moon, and the journey spiritually transformed his life in such a way that he devoted much of his time exploring esoteric realms of science, psychic phenomena, and the existence of extraterrestrial beings. He was convinced, however, after years of research and diving into this phenomenon, that the moon had aliens and had been observing us and have been here for some time. Mitchell once even claimed that peace-loving aliens had visited Earth to save humanity from nuclear war, and indicated that the Vatican knew about the existence of extraterrestrials. The Vatican's accused of a lot of stuff, and they hide a lot of stuff, so it's anyone's guess. Mitchell, who had been outspoken about his belief in aliens, told Mirror Online that top-ranking military sources have spotted UFOs during weapons tests and over nuclear test sites and plants. He also said that strange crafts flying over missile bases at the White Sands facility had been spotted by military insiders. The facility is a government-owned rocket engine test site where the world's first ever nuclear bomb was detonated in 1945. Gordon Cooper. Cooper was one of the seven astronauts who took part in Project Mercury, the first human spaceflight program of the U.S., which ran from 1958 to 63. Cooper, the last American to fly in space alone, had said he spotted UFOs flying over Germany 7 years before he went into space. In 1963, when he shot into space in a Mercury capsule for a 22-orbit journey around the world, Cooper told the tracking station he could see a glowing greenish object appearing in front of him and approaching his capsule. The UFO was reportedly real and solid, because even the tracking radar had picked it up, according to CityNet.net. According to a taped interview by author J.L. Ferrando, Cooper revealed how he felt he was living with a secret which was imposed on specialists in astronautics. I can now reveal that every day in the U.S., our radar instruments capture objects of form and composition unknown to us, and there are thousands of witness reports and a quantity of documents to prove this, but nobody wants to make them public, he said. He added, because authority is afraid that people may think of, well, God knows what, kind of horrible invaders. So the password still is, we have to avoid panic by all means. And that brings us to where we are today in 2024. As of 2020, our government and military have confirmed that there are, in fact, strange otherworldly craft that are seen regularly, have been seen regularly, have been retrieved upon crashing, which is odd to me that such an advanced civilization could just easily crash, unless there's something within our Earth, whether it be the electromagnetic field or something to do with our own creation, disabling cloaking devices, disabling what their ships need to survive and move in and out without problem. It's hard to tell. I don't know if we will find out the truth once and for all in our lifetime, but at least we got a morsel of reality when it was confirmed that these do indeed exist. No one knows what they are, where they're coming from, or what they want. So just go about your business and pay $800 for groceries every week. I will be right back after a word from my sponsor.
Fantastic.
Roswell, UFOs, flying saucers, alien abduction. Are we alone? Information regarding this and many other questions about the unknown are only a click away at www.theufostore.com. Theufostore.com offers hundreds of DVDs about UFOs, aliens, crop circles, conspiracies, Bigfoot, suppressed science, ancient mysteries. Log on to www.theufostore.com and request a free UFO store catalog. Theufostore.com, the largest selection of UFO products on the internet.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
That's terrific.
No, this is absolutely nuts. What I'm about to share with you. Dark Fleet, the secret Nazi space program and the battle for the solar system. The Dark Fleet reveals the Nazi reptilian infiltration of the United States government, their secret space program, and their slave colonies throughout the solar system. Details, Operation Paperclip, which enabled Nazis and their reptilian partners to infiltrate the U.S. military-industrial complex, including NASA and the CIA. It goes on to reveal their interstellar spaceports in Antarctica and on Mars, their base on the moon, and their alien technologies, including nanotechnology, anti-gravity propulsion, mass mind control, and hyperdimensional teleportation capabilities. Testimonies from American and British super soldiers who participated in the 20 and back age regression programs, revealing advanced human technology and our space armada that constitutes a counterbalance to the Nazi Dark Fleet. The Nazis, according to this, really did not lose World War II. They made it appear that way in order to divert attention from the alliance between the Fourth Reich and the race of aliens known as the Reptilians, an ancient galactic civilization obsessed with conquest and domination. After the Germans surrendered in 1945, the Nazi Reptilian Alliance infiltrated the U.S. military-industrial complex through Operation Paperclip. The Nazis and reptilians removed their political opponents, such as the Kennedys, and moved into policy-making positions in post-war America, infiltrating aerospace companies, banking, media, and the U.S. government, including NASA and the CIA. But their real target was not the United States. it was our solar system. As Len Kasten reveals in startling detail, including revelations of anti-gravity propulsion technology, alien techniques, and mass mind control, and hyper-dimensional teleportation capabilities, the reptilian Nazi alliance used their newfound power, wealth, and influence to launch a secret space program with interstellar spaceports in Antarctica and on Mars, as well as an 11-story base of operations on our moon. They commenced mining and manufacturing operations on Mars and Ceres, forming colonies there and elsewhere in our solar system. And most shocking, according to this, they have used thousands of human slaves easily transported in their spaceships for both work and sexual exploitation. Sharing testimonies from American and British super soldiers who participated in the 20 and back age regression programs, Kasten reveals the various forces inside and outside government agencies that are resisting the Nazis and thwarting reptilian attempts to achieve total domination of our planet and our solar system. The U.S.-led secret space program has its own fleet of spaceships, a Solar Warden space armada, which patrols the edges of the solar system and poses a growing threat to this Nazi dark fleet. And this is a book written by Len Kasten, author of Alien World Order. You can get it on digital audiobook through Politics and Prose, DC's premier independent bookstore and cultural hub. And this was shared with me by the agent of Len Kasten. Essentially, this is a free commercial, but it ties in beautifully to the topic of this week, which is the secret space program. I myself have not read this book, but it reminds me of something that you would see or hear on the X-Files. It seems interesting enough, even if it is a total work of fiction. Sounds like a good read.
T-Mobile believes customers deserve to get more without paying more. Everything from entertainment benefits like Netflix on Us to travel benefits to Scam Shield protection, all with taxes and fees included. So the price you see is the price you pay. When you're a T-Mobile customer, you get over $225 in value every month in benefits with our Max Family plan.
That's like paying for nosebleed seats and getting to sit in the front row.
That's right. At T-Mobile, your family gets over $225 worth of value and benefits with our Max plan each and every month. Plus, with our price lock guarantee, we won't raise your rate plan price for talk, text, and data ever.
That's like paying for a cab and getting a stretch limo.
At T-Mobile, you get value beyond the expected.
Qualifying service required. Value based on included monthly benefits. Sales tax and regulatory fees included in Max's monthly price. Price lock guarantees rate price of talk, text, and data for new accounts with qualifying service. Exclusions apply. See details at T-Mobile.com.
What is the dark side of the moon? Dark side of the moon is hiding this incredible secret, and UFO hunters have shock proof, they claim. It has been a source of mystery for generations. But what is the dark side of the moon? It has been a source of mystery, but the dark side of the moon holds many secrets. Planet Earth only gets to see one side of the giant space rock, and what lies on the other half is virtually unknown. Now a UFO enthusiast claims that aliens are living in a supermassive network of tunnels and caves on our moon. He suspects they are thriving in the underground cities covering the mysterious dark side, which can never be seen from Earth. And now he has evidence and astonishing images from a lost lunar spaceship, which has been found orbiting the moon after going missing 8 years ago. The images from Chandrayaan 1 appear to show a network of lava tubes snaking under the surface of the satellite, with thousands of caves scattered all over. It was created by streams of magma, which ran dry. But now Jesse, who runs the YouTube channel UFO News, believes they are homing an entire civilization. The presence of enormous caves on the moon suggests that an alien civilization could currently be living much closer to home than we previously thought, the alien enthusiast told the Daily Star Online. We find it fascinating that an extensive network of caves and tunnels, some of which are large enough to house entire cities from Earth, are covering the surface of the moon. Why is it that these caves have slipped under the radar of public interest for so long? Is it possible that NASA could be privately discouraging the exploration of these structures in order to suppress public interest? NASA has admitted that these caves could be used as potential locations for a human colony on the moon. It makes us wonder if they might have already investigated these without public knowledge. It is a known fact that craters are covering the moon and have been created by meteorites that have peppered its surface through the years. But conspiracy theorists like Jesse believes that the aliens are hiding out on the shadows there and in tunnels which connect to them. Prior to the investigation of satellites, the dark side of the moon would have been a convenient location for an alien civilization to live and remain hidden from view. He told us, as our technology evolves, such a civilization would likely be forced to use new tactics to remain hidden. These caves and tunnels would make perfect locations for an ancient alien civilization to take refuge from the prying eyes of humanity. The far side of the moon, which Jesse believes is inhabited by extraterrestrials and life as long, has been dubbed the dark side. This is because it can never be seen from our planet, as it spins at the same rate as it orbits the Earth, meaning it is kept hidden from our view. It was only pictured for the first time by the Russians in 1959. Jesse told us, many of these massive caves reside on the dark side of the moon, out of view of the ground-based telescopes. Buried deep within the ground, the caves offer protection from the sun and the harsh realities of space. In our most recent video on UFO News, we included pictures of what appear to be the surface marks of these tunnels crisscrossing the surface. These well-established pictures serve as new evidence that a superhighway of interconnected lava tubes are being used as a highway system to allow an alien civilization to move about the moon undetected. Until NASA is willing to do some direct investigation of these objects using high-definition cameras, we are going to take their silence as a nod in the direction that aliens are indeed on the moon. The cube-sized satellite where the new images of the moon have come from first went missing in 2009 after being successfully launched in October of 2008. It is roughly the size of a smart car, measuring 1.5 meters tall on each side, and had completed 3,400 orbits around the moon when less than a year later a radio contact was lost. But this year, it was announced that the probe had been found orbiting 200 kilometers above the lunar surface by NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in California. Jesse's suspicion came 10 years after the Apollo 20 hoax, as he calls it, which Saul claims that NASA carried out secret lunar missions. The video surfaced on YouTube from a user claiming to be a retired American astronaut who commanded this mission. The clips appeared to show proof of the existence of alien intelligence, alien life on the moon, and included a picture of a female alien nicknamed Mona Lisa, hibernating. But all the videos were posted on the video sharing site on April 1st of that same year, April Fool's Day, of course, hinting the story was nothing more than an elaborate prank. An alien city discovered on the dark side of the moon claims. Shocking, I know. Alien hunters believe they have found 100% indisputable proof that extraterrestrials are living and have built cities on the dark side of the moon. Despite the fact that Earth's moon looks dull and lifeless, even to the naked eye, some conspiracy theorists remain adamant that aliens could reside there. Despite there being no evidence, UFO hunters have long claimed that aliens could be hiding away from humanity's watchful eye, living on the far side of the moon. One side of the moon is always facing Earth, thanks to the gravitational pull of tides on our planet, a process known as tidal locking. For this reason, conspiracy theorists claim that the far side or the dark side of the moon would be the perfect place for aliens to live. It makes sense to me. But that's not the crazy part. And now NASA satellite images have shown a light on the dark side and appear to show structures which cast shadows. This part's cool. Prominent conspiracy theorist Scott C. Waring has been analyzing NASA's satellite images and believes he has spotted some of these structures and even goes as far to say that they are artificial. On top of that, Mr. Waring believes that NASA has been trying to hide the evidence and has been lying to the rest of the world. The UFO hunter wrote on his ET database, "You are looking at cities on the moon. You see, there are three types of buildings I have identified on the moon. First is the metallic buildings, which have angles like human buildings, but these are always smaller compared to the other two. Second are the white ceramic buildings. These will have black windows, yet the surface of the building is so shiny that it looks like light reflecting off the surface. Their shape is usually round or oval, never with sharp angles, always smooth edges. Third are the dark buildings. These are the most unusual and seem like biomechanics or living structures that were grown. These are flat black, meaning they have no reflective surfaces. They are massive, up to hundreds of kilometers long. They often have the small buildings near their entrances, with many, 4 to 8 usually, tunnel-like attachments going back and forth. So the lunar orbiter satellite gives you a bird's eye view of particularly lit side of the moon, which is never visible to Earth. I used to believe and NASA held them up to pedestal with the highest of admiration, but then I discovered they lied to us," so says this man. This is not the first time a mysterious structure has been found on the lunar surface. Some conspiracy theorists claim that the moon could be occupied by aliens, and that is the reason NASA has not returned since the Apollo missions ended in the 1970s. However, skeptics and NASA say that the structure and other similar findings are just the effects of psychological phenomenon with the brain tricking the eyes into seeing familiar objects or shapes and patterns or textures such as rock surfaces. Now, I saw a video last year. I shared it on my YouTube channel. A person was recording a solar eclipse, but focusing on the moon because the moon itself was bright and vibrant that day. It was a full moon. It was around 3 or 4 p.m., and he zoomed in on the moon because he saw something flash on its surface. And this is the surface facing us. He zoomed in on it with a high-powered lens and so many times zoom, brought it in to where you could literally feel as if you're going to walk on the surface of the moon. And these three vessels, ships, whatever you want to call them, emerge from the dark side and cross over with their shadows casting on the surface of the moon that we could see with our own eyes, and better with the magnified zoom, showing actual vehicles, vessels, UFOs, whatever, going across the surface and then back around into the darkness. That I saw myself and shared myself. It looked authentic. I don't know enough about the person who actually recorded this image, but it's still pretty captivating if it's legit. Please hold for an important message from our sponsor.
Boston, 1898. Clara Fowler arrives at the office of renowned psychotherapist Dr. Morton Prince, plagued by visions, exalted by apparitions of the Virgin Mary, cursed by a demonic presence obsessed with her demise. A city marshal pursues Clara, hell-bent on pinning the murders of her infant siblings on her father and uncovering their connection to the serial killings of Jack the Ripper and H.H. Holmes. What happens next is more shocking than the grizzled lawman could ever imagine. The Unwelcomed by Ron Felber. Pre-order on Amazon or where books are sold.
I'd really like to get more into the sixth man on the moon. He believed in alien intervention. Navy astronaut Edgar D. Mitchell, lunar module pilot of the Apollo 14 lunar landing mission. The Apollo 14 emblem, always seen in the background of him and other two members of the crew, are Alan B. Shepard Jr. and Commander Stuart A. Ruza. They commanded the module pilot. And only 12 people can say for sure what the Earth looks like from the lunar surface, but only one of them is on record as believing aliens averted a nuclear war between the United States and the Soviet Union to keep humans from destroying themselves. Astronaut Edgar Mitchell is best known for typing in 80 lines of code to save the entire Apollo 14 mission as it descended to the moon in 1971. But he also claimed that top military officials had hidden evidence of UFOs, potentially alien spacecraft, and that they were particularly fond of hovering over White Sands Testing Range in New Mexico. Growing up in New Mexico had given him a unique insight to the area. White Sands was a testing ground for atomic weapons, and that's what the extraterrestrials were interested in. They wanted to know about our military capabilities, our threat to the civilization of the rest of the universe, essentially. They wanted to know about our military capabilities, and my own experience talking to people has made it clear that ETs had been attempting to keep us from going to war and help create peace on Earth. Mitchell said this to the Mirror, that other military personnel had confirmed in him that alien spacecraft were responsible for disabling nuclear missiles and for shooting them down over the Pacific coast. Now, there is video evidence of this having taken place that was recently released by the Pentagon and other military and or government officials. And there is, in fact, a task force led by several Republicans and Democrats in Congress that look through these case files, these sightings, and information gathered, spacecrafts gathered, crashed wreckage and or alien bodies. Now, he started talking publicly about his less mainstream beliefs in 1973, just 2 years after landing on the moon, when he abruptly left NASA, divorced his wife, and founded the Institute for Noetic Sciences. He used that platform to discuss exploring new worlds in ways separate from known science or religion. He became convinced that extraterrestrial life had been visiting Earth and helping humanity along a more spiritual path. Mitchell began to form his metaphysical and extraterrestrial beliefs during his training as an aviator, but he wasn't known as a kook or prone to making wild statements. He was one of the U.S. military's most able and brilliant pilots. NASA would recognize this potential as well, giving Mitchell a chance to live the dream he'd always had since President John F. Kennedy challenged the United States to land a man on the moon. When Kennedy announced the space program's goal to reach the moon in 1961, Mitchell was ready to go. "That's what I wanted, because it was the bear going over the mountain to see what he could see. And what could you learn," he said. "I've been devoted to that, to exploring, educating, and discovery since my earliest years, and that's what kept me going." Mitchell spent much of his adult life in the United States Navy, and he was a naval aviator before attending the Navy's postgraduate school. He then became a Navy research pilot and earned a PhD in aeronautics and astronautics from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. He eventually attended the U.S. Air Force Research Pilot School to become a test pilot. While he was working to graduate first in his class as a test pilot, he was instructing astronauts in mathematics and navigation. In 1966, just 13 years after enlisting, he became a NASA astronaut. He was in the rotation for Apollo missions 9 and 10 and was supposed to go up with the ill-fated Apollo 13, but it was during Apollo 14 that Edgar Mitchell was finally able to set foot on the moon's surface. While coming back to Earth, he finally had a moment to take in the view. To see Earth from outside changed the way he saw himself and humanity. In a 2016 interview, he called it powerful and total overview effect. From looking at Earth from space, you can come up with the questions like, who are we? How did we get here? And where's this all going? That's an ancient, ancient question that humans have asked for a very long time. My experience was to realize that perhaps our science is wrong at answering these questions, and perhaps our religious cosmologies are archaic and flawed. And given that now we are an extraterrestrial civilization ourselves, we need to re-ask these questions and do a lot more work to find the answers. The once enlisted sailor who became the sixth human on the moon died in 2016 at age 85. Thanks a lot for hanging out with me this long and listening to this entire episode of Paranormally Speaking. If you fast-forwarded through most of it or just listened to half, then I apologize if it bored you. Have a great rest of the week. Keep your eyes on the sky. If you have a telescope, focus in on the moon. You might see some strange craft pulling in and pulling out of there. Seems to be a stopping depot. I will talk to you next time as we dive into more of the strange, unusual, supernatural, paranormal, and virtually unheard of information that only seems to exist in our nightmares or daydreams. Have a great day. Thanks for listening, and take care of yourself.
Control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom. Ignition and may God's love lift be off with you. Tin can.